Rachel Dolezal, the controversial head of the Spokane chapter of the NAACP, stepped down from her position this morning. That resignation comes after a weekend full of speculation and debate about her race. Dolezal's identified as Black for the last few years. Late last week, her parents came forward to say their daughter is Caucasian and does not have any Black heritage. Jessica Robinson's a reporter for the Northwest News Network. She joins us from Spokane. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. Over the weekend, the Spokane chapter of the NAACP put out a statement of support for Dolezal, and they said in part that racial identity is not a qualifying or disqualifying criteria for the job. So why do you think Dolezal ultimately decided she'd step down?
Well, Dolezal wrote in a Facebook message that it was because of the scrutiny of her personal identity, as she says, and she felt that that had eclipsed the mission of the organization, of the NAACP, and that it would be better for her to separate herself from the local chapter. As for the larger questions that everyone is asking about her identity and who she is and how she changed her identity and why, she doesn't say much about that. Dolezal writes that there has been a lot said, absent the full story, and doesn't elaborate.
Who takes over for her as head of the Spokane NAACP?
Well, the next person to take over is the vice president currently, and that person will have a lot of work ahead of her. Currently, the biggest racial issue facing Spokane right now is Rachel Dolezal, so there will still be a lot of questions to be answered.
How did the Spokane area Black community view this woman?
Well, she was viewed as a leader in the community. She was very vocal. She really took the NAACP chapter to a new level and gave it a higher profile than it had had in many years. She got out in front of national issues and brought the issue of Ferguson to Spokane. She held rallies. She got behind the Black Lives Matter movement and made that a local issue. But her image has changed drastically, of course, in the last few days. And now what we're hearing is that there had been questions about her identity and who she was and how she was representing herself.
Dolezal not only represented herself as Black, she also claimed that she was the victim of hate crimes. They were under investigation. Where does that stand right now?
Well, the police say that they've exhausted all leads on those issues, on some messages that she received. But the city of Spokane is taking a closer look. The president of the city council told me that there are some serious concerns, a couple of concerns. First, about whether she lied about her ancestry on an application for a citizens oversight committee that she heads. And then also, if she lied about receiving these threatening messages, that's a big problem as well, of course, if she's on the oversight committee. One of the issues that came up is she said that she received this message in a post office box that appeared to be racially charged. But when the police looked at it, there was no postmark on the letter. And so it doesn't appear that it could have made it to the post office box in the way that she said.
So, as you mentioned, the Spokane community, and in fact, the entire nation, is abuzz about this story. But how does Dolezal's decision to step down affect the Spokane community particularly?
Well, there's a lot of talk about this in Spokane, just like there is everywhere else, it seems. But in Spokane, it's obviously much more personal. This was someone who had a very high profile and who, if people didn't know her, they at least knew of her. And so it came as a huge shock. And there's kind of a sense, from what I can tell, a sense of embarrassment that we let someone, it seems, misrepresent herself and hold so many prominent positions in the community. And so now I think people here are looking for answers just as much or even more as other people are.
Jessica Robinson from the Northwest News Network, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Jessica Robinson reporting to us from Spokane.